Quantum Squares offer scientifically formulated energy bars with 100 milligrams of organic caffeine for long-lasting, stable energy. Every delicious bar provides balanced nutrition with 10 grams of plant-based protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Use our promo code DANDZ, and you can use that at quantumsquares.com.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, Order Up is back as we rank the top available NFL head coaching positions from 5 to 1. What do you got, D?
All right. I'm gonna start with the Cleveland Browns at number 5. It's just that they've got such a fucked up quarterback situation. Like they got Shedeur Sanders, who's a fringe starter, right? You got Dillon Gabriel, who's what? He's really just a backup, right? And then you got Deshaun Watson coming back. Who knows what he's going to be like? He started practicing in the season. They got good young players, though. I like Junkins. Their offensive line is terrible, though. So I've got them at 5, oddly enough. That's 5. Okay. My number 4, believe it or not, I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Wow.
Because the quarterback situation is just a mess. Like, it's great that they have Bijan Robinson. I think Drake London's a good player. They have a good defense. They're in a shit division, but the quarterback situation is just I don't know. Like, I don't know what you do. And they just restructured Cousins' deal. Yeah. He went 5-3 as a starter on the stretch, but you're not gonna win with Kirk Cousins as your starting quarterback. So
no.
I don't know what we do there. All right, number 3, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Wow.
Just because, again, there's a lot of uncertainty at quarterback. There's lots of questions. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's we don't know what he is. Like, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. He's there. Trey McBride is good. He's a good player. I think the bonus for them is there aren't any expectations there, right? You don't have money tied up in a lot of places. You have some range to sign some guys. You can draft some players, like, not like, you know, the Falcons with Kyle Pitts playing tight end. So that's my number 3. My number 2, I'm going to go with the Raiders. And really, I'm going that way because I think you get Mendoza and Cignetti as a package deal. And then you let that be the start of building a new team. You've got a great tight end. You've already drafted your running back. You have Max Crosby, who, if you don't want to play him, is very tradable.
Yes.
It's an asset to be traded. Okay? So you have some foundations there that you can build upon. And maybe that can develop into something. And then to me, I mean, the number one coaching job, I think, is the New York Football Giants. Because You have a family in the Maras that put football first, and they believe in, you know, letting a coach and GM build a team. And they're not going to get in the way of it there. You got ownership royalty. You have a quarterback that actually finished the season pretty good. I want to say he had 25 touchdowns and 5 interceptions somewhere along those lines.
Yeah, Jackson Dart had a really
good season. Yeah. He just needs to be taught to get down. Get down, go out of bounds, throw the bowl away. You would think that Neighbors is going to come back. You probably want to draft a running back.
Yeah.
Although
Tyrone Tracy, 1,000-yard rusher.
Yeah, on a team that didn't win many games, though. I gotta, you know, you need to get a game breaker. You need, like, or you can sign Breece Hall, who will be a free agent, right? So, and then offensive line was good. They weren't great. They were good. So I think there's stuff there that's very likable. I guess the one team I left the Ravens off because I think there's a lot of things that they have to figure out there. I don't like their defense. I don't know. I think Lamar took a step back this year, and this offense is really built around him. I think there's a lot of questions. And you're in a tough division. I don't like what's going on in Baltimore. And then the Titans. I do think that Ward is their quarterback. I mean, he played really well down the stretch when it didn't matter. Tony Pollard's a good running back. They need a wide receiver. They're either building a new stadium or they're refurbishing their stadium. But I would say that would be the honorable mentions.
Elevate your protein game with Clear Whey protein powder. Lactose-free, sugar-free, and refreshingly delicious. Perfect for a flavorful, protein-packed boost. That's Clear with a K. Go to clearprotein.com, enter promo code DNZ for 20% off any product. That's clearprotein.com. Clear with a K. So for me, Titans and Cardinals are off the list.
I loathe them.
Yeah, no, the Cardinals are complete dog shit, and they're not going to be anywhere close to those. Like, we've been saying for years, we've been predicting when the Cardinals are going to be good. I'm tired of predicting when the Cardinals are going to be good.
But they're going to get all the Jets draft picks
Kyler Murray. You know, they can trade Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, and the Jets would still have a worse record than the Cardinals.
Yes,
like, they could still manage that, right?
The Cardinals could play the Jets without those two players and still win.
Yes, yes, yes. The Jets are the underdog there. The Jets are the complete fucking underdog there. So for number five for me, I'm going to go with the Falcons just because of the quarterback dysfunction. And Kyle Pitts is, you know, he's a free agent. So that's great. Let him go. Drake London had some chemistry with Kirk Cousins. Bijan makes it go. That defense is good. They have, you know, they have Jesse Bates. They have guys that attack the football. They just need some skill position players and some clarity as far as what they want to be. You go get a guy like an Alec Pierce. He's a free agent. You bring a guy like him in. Maybe you draft a guy. You don't need to have a super, you know, a super high draft pick to get good wide receiver talent in there. They're not that far away, but I just think there's a little too much uncertainty and too much controversy for my liking. Number four. I like the Browns a little better than you do. I like Judkins. I like Fannin. They got players. They have some players. They need more of them. And I think, you know, there were flashes. There was enough that, given the right guy, Shedeur Sanders could be something. He's not going to get the chance next year unless Deshaun Watson gets hurt. Unless they trade Deshaun Watson. But I don't know who's picking that. The Jets quarterback room of Tua, Kyler Murray, and Deshaun Watson. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There it is. Fuck them picks. Let's go. Oh, Lord. But there is some talent.
Now.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull a sneaky on it. We'll put them all on the field. We'll put them all at the same time. You got three quarterbacks. Oh, shit. Which one's throwing the ball? Oh, Lord. But... yeah, I think that there's talent buried in there somewhere, and it's up to the Browns to figure that part out. But They hit on last year's draft for the most part, and you know, they got some fine tuning to do. Number three, the Raiders. I think number one pick, they're taking Mendoza. You got Genty. You got Bowers. The cupboard's not totally bare. I don't know what the hell happened this year, but they have talent on that roster. They shouldn't have been as bad as they were. They shouldn't have been. But, I mean, Geno being an interception machine certainly did not help. And Chip Kelly just not being a great offensive coordinator. It kind of doomed them from the start. But in Tom Brady, I trust, right? Would it surprise me if Brian Flores was the head coach? No. Would it surprise me if Brian Daboll was the OC? No. Would it surprise me if they went and got Matt Patricia to be the DC out of Ohio State? Also, no. You really want to go Patriots West? We can go Patriots West. We can make this happen. It is possible. Even, you know what? Even as a DC, bring in Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo was a good DC.
Josh McDaniels coming back?
No way. He's done. Like, he's there in New England. Like, they're not letting him leave again. Especially after Drake May put the season that he put up. But with the right coaching, the right quarterback, and Brian Flores wasn't a bad coach in Miami. He wasn't bad. Wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. And he just got caught up in a hell of a lot of drama. And it's just that organization never recovered. The Patriots took a long time to recover from it. But I think the Raiders would be on the fast track if they put that brain trust together and drafted Fernando Mendoza. Number two is the Ravens. You got an MVP in Lamar Jackson. You have Derrick Henry. Yes, they're a year older. You have concerns about the defense. This team was a kick away from being in the playoffs. They were a made kick away from being in the playoffs. So they were two Cooper Rush starts away from being in the playoffs. They're not that far removed. And there's no guarantee in this division, right? Pittsburgh, you won the division on a missed kick. Mike Tomlin's out there doing the King Kong beating of the chest. You guys won on a Norwood-esque play. Scott Norwood is like, finally, somebody else did it. It's not me. So, yeah, bang your chest all you want, but you walked into the playoffs, dude. You locked into the playoffs. The Bengals can't find a defense and the Browns can't find an offense. You put the two teams together, maybe you got something. You just put one Ohio team together. But the Ravens could be right back in this thing next year. So the cupboard's not bare. I'm good with them. And number one, you know it. I know it. You said it. It's the New York Football Giants. You got the quarterback. You got the skill position players. You have the defense with Burns. You have the defense with Okereke. You have Dexter Lawrence. There's enough there with the right head coach. One Mr. John Harbaugh, please. That would be nice. If you can't get John Harbaugh, Mike McCarthy, I'll take him too. That's A-okay. Give me those guys. But they're trending in the right direction. And to be fair, there were six games that the Giants could have won, but did not. They easily could have been 8-9 this year. Figure Denver, Detroit, Dallas, Green Bay. Those are all close losses, which should have been wins. Right? This season looks a hell of a lot different if you could just close, but you couldn't close. The cupboard's not bare in New Jersey. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you got from 5 to 1. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.